7 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm pretty cool. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoena. For misdemeanors, dreamer, held back. Sex, Loki still a dear. And I still shake a bow squat. Praying for my broke. Got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. cause it's so crisp. The most brokest gold stock broker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Oscar. Acid addict, Crosley, avid actor.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
As a preacher from the back room, calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
We welcome you back to Riders Field in beautiful Frisco, Texas. Overcast skies, but a beautiful night for baseball nonetheless. A happy Labor Day to you. Wherever you are joining us from, it's game one of this six-game series between the Wichita Wind Surge and the Frisco Rough Riders. The Wind Surge, the AA affiliate of the Minnesota Twins, and the Rough Riders, the Texas Rangers affiliate. The Riders coming off of a win last night. It's a quick turnaround. They took down the Northwest Arkansas Naturals to earn themselves a series win, and then they hit the bus back here, arrived early this morning, and they're back in action here tonight before enjoying an off day tomorrow and then resuming the series on Wednesday. Alongside the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley, and let's meet tonight's starting pitchers. It's the right-hander C.J. Culpepper going for the Wind Surge. He is 0-1 with a 10-1-3 ERA across three starts at the AA level. He opened his season at High A Cedar Rapids and put up really good numbers, a 2-2 record with a 2.89 ERA across 10 games, nine of those being starts. It's been minimal work here at the AA level, those three starts with an elevated ERA, and he's coming off of his last outing against Springfield in which he went 2 2/3, allowing five hits, two runs, walking two, and striking out one. He has gone exactly 2 2/3 in all three of his starts at the AA level. He's racked up seven strikeouts to six walks across eight innings, allowing nine earned runs. A 22-year-old from Upland, California, a former 13th-round selection by the Minnesota Twins. Out of California Baptist, he attacks with a fastball, cutter, curveball, slider, and changeup mix. Overall, on the year, his numbers 2-3 with a 4.17 ERA, that across 13 outings and 12 starts. He's been much better on the road than he has at home across both of those levels, a 3.43 ERA when not at his home ballpark. You turn the page, it's Ben Anderson going for the Rough Riders, 6'4", 200-pound right-hander, a 26-year-old from Rexford, New York, a 2019 13th-round selection by the Texas Rangers organization. Anderson is 6-7 with a 3.90 ERA. That's 41 earned runs in 94 2/3 innings of work. He has struck out 80 to walking just 27. And the key for Ben Anderson, as we've talked about time and time again, is what is he going to do early in the ballgame? Early in games, he's struggled this year. An even 10 ERA across 18 innings in the first inning over the course of this year. A little bit better in the second at a 5.71 ERA. But then once you get through those first two frames, Ben Anderson just begins to cruise. The highest ERA for him after the second inning is a 3.86, and that comes in the sixth inning. He has a couple of sub-1 ERAs mixed in there. So Anderson, the first time through the order, it's about what can he do to set himself up to have success. He's coming off a win on the road. He pitched really well against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. He's pitching on one less day of rest, considering he would normally start on Tuesday, but the Rough Riders off tomorrow and in action here tonight. Anderson got the win back on Tuesday on the road in Springdale, Arkansas, giving up just one earned run. It was on a home run. That was the only hit he allowed. He walked three and struck out five across five innings in that win. It was a 6-1 win for the Rough Riders. He gets the ball tonight. We'll step aside here on the Riders pregame show. When we come back, you can get part one of our two-part interview with one of the newest Rough Riders in Theo Hardy.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back in the Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network, we're now joined by Rough Riders infielder Theo Hardy. And Theo, first of all, thanks for the time, but debut tonight. You're in the lineup playing second base for the Rough Riders. Well, what are you feeling before making your not only home debut, but double-A debut?
Yeah, I'm really excited, you know. I mean, it's more baseball and a higher level, and yeah, I couldn't be more excited to get after it.
Love it. You go back. You haven't been with the Rangers organization very long. Talk to me about how that came to be and you signing with the Rangers organization.
Yeah, it was it happened really quick. I was on the bus to Billings, Montana, when I got a call, and so then I drove out to Arizona, was in Arizona for a little bit, and then got sent to Hickory and then here. So it all happened real quick, but I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, just a couple of weeks in Hickory, 11 games that you participated in. You're part of this new wave, a lot of new faces for the Rough Riders coming in here towards the end of the year of this playoff push. Already punched their ticket to the postseason, but what does it mean to you to have some guys coming up from Hickory that you semi got to know in a short period of time now joining you here in Double-A?
Yeah, a few really talented pitchers that I got to watch, you know, compete, and I'm really excited to see what they do here. I mean, it's also, yeah, it's nice to have those familiar faces and a new team for sure.
Love it. You mentioned you are headed to Billings, Montana, and that was you were playing indie ball after your college career. Talk to me about going from San Jose State to then negotiations with teams. Did you have anybody reaching out, or what was that like for you?
Yeah, so I ended my senior year, and I had a few teams reaching out, and I just wasn't 100% sure or anything. And I was, you know, sitting at home and just kind of bored, and I was like, I miss baseball, and I had an opportunity to go and make a little bit of money, so I decided, you know, it's why not. And so I went out there and had an awesome time. I mean, I love my guys out in Idaho Falls. Yeah, played well and was fortunate enough to be able to get a call and get out here.
Love it. Well, we're excited to have you. What does it mean joining a Rough Riders team that, you know, has won a lot of games this year, sitting tops in the Texas League and headed for the postseason? So gearing up for this push, what do you feel like you bring to this team?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to just try to play with energy and learn as much as I can from a really experienced group of guys that obviously play really well together. And I got to see it last night. I mean, these guys, you know, they really have fun, and they it's evident to, like, you know, why they win all these games. You know, it's pretty fun to watch, and I'm excited to be a part of it for sure.
Right before your debut, just the emotions of being here, does it feel extra special coming from Indy Ball and getting a really quick promotion to Double A, or is it just another night for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's just baseball. You know, if I make it more than it is, and, you know, I'd be doing a disservice to myself. But yeah, I just try to take it as another day, and it's exciting for sure. But yeah, just another baseball game, absolutely.
That's part one of our two-part interview with Rough Riders infielder Theo Hardy. You can get part two of that interview on Wednesday when this series resumes between the Rough Riders and the Wichita Wind Surge. We're going to step aside here on the Riders pregame show. When we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups for the series opener.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Back at Riders Field, let's get you set. First pitch just about 5 minutes away from the series opener between the Wind Surge and the Rough Riders. First for the visiting Wichita Wind Surge, it's Kalai Rosario leading things off. The number 21 prospect plays right field here tonight. Jake Rucker will be the second baseman batting second. Ricardo Olivar, the DH, he bats third. Alex Isola, the catcher, and the cleanup spot. Aaron Sabato, the first baseman, will bat fifth. Kyler Fenko in the sixth spot. He's the left fielder. The center fielder, Dalton Shuffield, bats seventh, followed by Jarrell Ortega, the third baseman. And Ben Ross rounds things out. He's the shortstop for the Wind Surge. Again, it is Rosario, Rucker, Olivar, Isola, Sabato, Fedko, Sheffield, Ortega, and Ross. We'll step aside for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll get you those Rough Riders starting lineups.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's a whole new type of ball game on September 6th at Riders Field for Dia de los Quesos, when the Rough Riders will transform into their alternate identity, Quesos de Frisco. As part of MLB's Copa de la Diversión program, the Riders will play as Quesos de Frisco for a third and final time on September 6th, presented by Baylor Scott & White Health. First pitch at 7:05. Come on early for music, dancing, and more. See you on September 6th against the Wichita Wind Surge for Dia de los Quesos in Frisco. Get your tickets at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
Dives, and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Gone!
The Riders have come storming back.
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night!
And it's gone!
The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness! Sunday. What a play. Oh, baby, what a night.
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
On an overcast but pleasant night for baseball here in Frisco, Texas, the Rough Riders are ready to take on the Wichita Wind Surge. Ben Anderson on the hill. Luke, let's get those starting lineups for the Rough Riders.
Yeah, the Rough Riders coming off back-to-back series wins. They'll send Alejandro Osuna at the top of the card. He's the center fielder. Max Acosta, the shortstop, bats second, followed by Josh Hatcher coming off a huge week. He's the DH tonight. In the cleanup spot is the third baseman, Cody Freeman. Abimelech Ortiz mans the one bag. He'll bat fifth. The left fielder, Aaron Zavala, in that sixth spot in this order. Cooper Johnson does the catching tonight for Ben Anderson in bat seventh. Luis Mieses roams in right, batting eighth. And Theo Hardy making his Rough Riders debut as the second baseman.
All right, first pitch of the ball game fouled away to the right side by Kalai Rosario. And we are underway on a pretty pleasant day for baseball. 87 degrees, feels like of 85, cloud cover up above. The 0-1 is low from Anderson, and it's one ball and one strike. 10-mile-an-hour winds actually blowing in a little bit from center field. So we'll keep an eye on how the ball carries today. As Anderson rocks in the 1-1. That's on the outside corner for a strike, and it's quickly 1-2 on Rosario to lead off the game. Anderson making just his second career appearance against these Wichita Wind Surge. Back on April 5th, he threw an inning out of the bullpen, striking out the side in a 6-4 win on opening day for the Rough Riders. Here's the 1-2. Up and away to Rosario, and it's two balls and two strikes. Rosario activated off the injured list earlier today. Right-handed batter. Here's the right-hander with the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. There's that split change for Anderson. He picks up the strikeout. The spike changeup for Anderson. One away. And Jake Rucker bats. That pitch almost acts as a splitter. It's a spike changeup. And Jake Rucker stands in now. Anderson, a five-pitch pitcher. He deals into Rucker in the first offering. Just high, and it's one ball and no strikes, missing with his fastball. He has a four-seam fastball, slider, cutter, combination, curveball, and splitter and changeup. He rocks in with the 1-1-0. There's a fly ball lifted into shallow right field. Mieses coming on, and he's under it to put it away. Two outs. Ricardo Olivar, the batter now. The number 17 prospect in the Twins organization. Just underway here at the top of the first inning, beginning a six-game series here on Labor Day. Thanks for joining us. Wichita coming off a series last week against Springfield in which they split a six-game set. The Rough Riders just took 4 of 6 from Northwest Arkansas on the road. First pitch, just inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Well, the Riders looking to start off this series well. They have met with Wichita 6 times this season. 1-0. And down in the dirt, Johnson blocks, and it's 2-0. They have split with the Wind Surge, 3 games apiece. Rough Riders had opening day and their opening series on the road against Wichita, and then came out of the All-Star break and played three games against them. 2-0. It's on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. And now they finish out their home slate with Wichita. It's kind of a beginning, middle, and end against the Wind Surge. The offering is a ground ball foul down the left side by Olivar, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Olivar playing in just his 19th game with the Wind Surge. 234 hitter, a 651 on base plus slugging. He had 11 home runs earlier in the season with high A Cedar Rapids, just one here at the AA level. 2-2, just inside, missing with the change, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson, the 6'4", 200-pound right-hander, 26 years old, making his 21st appearance and 19th start. The pitch is a swing and a miss. It gets in the dirt past Johnson. He collects, though, steps and throws onto first base to complete the strikeout. It's a 2-strikeout first inning and a 1-2-3 frame for Ben Anderson. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Wichita nothing. Frisco to the plate next on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the home half of the first inning from Frisco, Texas. Alejandro Osuna faces C.J. Culpepper, the starter for Wichita. Rough Riders and Wind Surge, game one of this series. Here's the right-hander's pitch to Osuna. It's low, one ball and no strikes. Osuna, the center fielder, playing in game number 48 with the Rough Riders, hitting .298. His 16 doubles are the most in the Texas League since he was promoted up here to Double A. Culpepper's pitch. There's a ground ball to the right side, and it's through into right field. Alejandro Osuna begins the ball game with a base hit into right, offensively for the Riders. He continues to do what he has been doing in a Frisco uniform this year. And that's get on base at a great clip in the first inning. He's been the Rough Riders' leadoff hitter for a majority of the season since being called up. And in the first inning this season, a .362 on base percentage. Well above his season average. First pitch to Max Acosta is a breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. What a week last week for Max in the Rough Riders' six games, taking four of them against Northwest Arkansas. He went 8-for-18, a .444 average. He scored seven times, including five times in one game. 2 days ago, he went 2-for-2 with a career-high three walks and five runs scored. Most by any Rough Rider in a game this year. Culpepper readies. And he offers home. Acosta grounds it foul up the third baseline, and it's 0-2. Culpepper on the other side facing the Rough Riders for the first time in his career. He's the number 14 prospect in the Twins organization. 22 years old, 6'3", 193 pounds. He readies here, a long stop at the belt, and pitches home. It's low and away, and it's one ball and two strikes on Acosta. The Upland, California native, just outside of Los Angeles to the east, was a 13th round selection by the Twins out of California Baptist University. They're in the WAC Conference, Western Athletic Conference. He readies from the stretch and the 1-2 on the way to Acosta. Down in the dirt, it's two balls and two strikes. Culpepper started out the season with high A Cedar Rapids, made 10 appearances, 9 starts, 2-2 with a .289 ERA. And 37 and a third innings, 43 strikeouts for him in just 11 walks. Really strong numbers. Throw over to first, not in time. He spent some time on the injured list earlier this year with a right forearm strain, but he came back and was promoted to the Double A level, and boy, has he struggled so far with Wichita. He readies and fires in the 2-2 to Acosta. After a long hold, he brings it home. Osuna takes off. There's a pop-up and a shallow right field, staying on the infield. Jake Rucker over, and the second baseman makes the catch. Osuna scampers back into first. One away here in the first inning for Josh Hatcher, the Rough Riders designated hitter. So far in three starts in AA and over 10 ERA for the right-hander. He's allowed 9 runs across his three starts and gone exactly 2 2/3 innings in each one of them. First pitch. Hatcher sprays it foul out of play down the left side. It's 0-1. Hatcher had an incredible week last week for the Rough Riders as well. He had 455, 10 for 22, including a five-hit day last week. A career high for him. He doubled twice. Homer drove in 5 runs and scored 5 runs. 0-1 flutters up and away, and it's 1-1. Hatcher, the third best batting average in the Texas League this year, that 302 mark. Top 10 in RBIs. Putting together a great season. 1-1 offering. Swinging a foul back in Isola's glove, and it's 1-2. Hatcher's 302 batting average is also first among full season teams in the Texas Rangers organization. Culpepper, long blonde hair, traipsing around his shoulders as he steps off here. Very concerned with Osuna at first base, who's 5-for-7 in steals with the Rough Riders. 1-2 offering. Hatcher takes just outside, barely missing with a curveball, and it's 2-2. Steven Rios Jr. is our home plate umpire today. Alex Shear is at third base, and Clay Williams at first base, our three-man Texas League umpiring crew. 2-2 offering. Swing and a miss. Nasty slider down low and inside. Hatcher strikes out, and there are two away. First strikeout by Culpepper, and that brings Cody Freeman to the plate. Freeman, a native of Rancho Cucamonga, California, went to Etiwanda High School in Rancho Cucamonga. Culpepper, a native of Upland, California. The pitch. Osuna goes. The pitch low and away off of Isola's glove, and Osuna slides in without a throw. Sixth stolen base here in AA for Osuna. He's in scoring position, 1-0 on Freeman. Culpepper went to Rancho Cucamonga High School, and these two played against each other a lot, those two rival schools. And Freeman was telling us yesterday that he remembers facing Culpepper a lot during his high school time. 1-0 outside, it's 2-0. He said, can't remember how I did against him, but certainly remember facing him a lot. Upland, California, right next to Rancho. A little blast from the past here for Freeman and Culpepper. 2-0 pitch. On the way from the right-hander. There's a fly ball lifted into shallow center field. Sheffield coming in. The second baseman Rucker back. It's Sheffield who makes the catch. He tracks it down and puts it away. And the side is retired for the Rough Riders in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, a runner left on, one hit for the Rough Riders. We go into the top of the second, the Rough Riders and the Wind Surge. Frisco and Wichita scoreless on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
We're in the top of the second inning. Rough Riders and Wind Surge, no score. Frisco held scoreless in the bottom of the first inning despite a leadoff single by Alejandro Osuna. First pitch home to Alex Isola, and time called right beforehand as Isola's elbow guard just popped off. Got to re-Velcro that thing on. And Isola stands back in from the right side. Isola playing in his ninth game with the Wind Surge this year, but a very familiar face. The pitch, that's up and in, one ball and no strikes. Isola, one of the few people who had action in the Texas League Championship Series 2 years ago, and Rough Riders and Wind Surge played each other. 1-0. Fouled back up this way off to our right, and out of play. One ball and one strike. There's only one Rough Riders player currently that was on that team. 1-1. That's just below the zone, and it's two balls and one strike. And that's Aaron Zavala. But Isola went 1-for-8 in that championship series. The Rough Riders ended up sweeping it in two games. 2-1. That's over the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 2-2. Isola back here. Aaron Sabato was also part of that 2022 team. He's on deck right now. 2-2. That's up and away, and it's three balls and two strikes on the catcher. Anderson, 13 pitches and a 1-2-3 first with two strikeouts. Seven first strikes. 3-2. Chopped over to third. Freeman's got it off to his left and throws a little bit high, but well in time over at first. One away for Sabato. The aforementioned Sabato at first base today. Unlike Isola, he's been a mainstay in this order this year, playing in his 75th game. First pitch is a bouncer foul down the third base line. It's 0-1. Sabato, 27 home runs in his Wind Surge career over the last 3 years. He has 10 of them this season. That's coming up on the franchise record, which is 32 by Andrew Bechtold and Junior Severino. Here's the windback in the 0-1. On the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2. Junior Severino, if you're a big Rough Riders fan, you'll remember that name. He was Babe Ruth against the Rough Riders over the last couple seasons. Rough Riders and Wind Surge are not in the same division. 0-2. Check swing, and he didn't go on a high fastball. One ball and two strikes. So they don't play each other very often. Severino played 17 games head-to-head against Frisco in his Wind Surge career, and he hit 12 home runs against the Rough Riders in those 17 games. He finished with 32 homers and hit 12 of them against the Rough Riders. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Went with that splitter down to the bottom of the zone. Anderson with a strikeout, and they're two away, his third K. Really nice pitch at the bottom of the zone. That splitter, or the spiked changeup, the bottom just completely falling out of that pitch. So two outs in the second, base is clear. Here's Kyler Fedko, and the pitch is outside. On a fastball, one ball and no strikes. Sabato, by the way, is 27 homers, just one head-to-head against Frisco. 1-0 offering. That's on the outside edge for a called strike. 1-1. And the Rough Riders hopefully not going to see a whole lot of power from these Wind Surge here in this series. Power has been the name of the game for the Twins affiliate recently. 1-1. It's just off the plate away, 2-1. In fact, both teams have seen a surge in power. Wichita and Frisco both in the bottom half of the league in home runs this season, but Wichita finished second in the league in August in homers, and the Rough Riders were tied for fourth. just five behind him. 2-1. There's a fly ball lifted into straightaway right field. Niesi started back, now jogs in as the wind pushes it in, and he's under it to make the grab and retire the side. Six up, six down for Ben Anderson. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Bonner the second next. Rough Riders and Wind Surge. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
To the home half of the second inning in a scoreless series opener. Abimelech Ortiz starts it. First pitch. That's down and in. It's one ball and no strikes. Ortiz, the Rough Riders' first baseman, taking his first cuts today. Last week, three homers and seven RBIs. Cole Pepper brings it in. There's a fly ball lifted into left center field, and easy play for the left fielder, Fedko. He puts it away. One out in the second inning. Rough Riders and Wind Surge. Here's Aaron Zavala. Well, the Rough Riders have been really hot recently. They've won 8 of their last 11 games, and the offense is certainly carried. First pitch, there's a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Frisco is first in the league during those last 11 games in runs scored. The wind in the pitch. That misses low. One ball and one strike on Zavala. They're also second in OPS. This has been a really good offensive time for the Riders and hitting a few more homers as mentioned. Pitch home. Zavala swings and misses, and the count goes to 1-2. Aaron Zavala is on an 11-game hitting streak right now. That's the longest such hitting streak by any Rough Riders player this year. It's the second longest in the Texas League, active as well. As the 1-2 comes home, and a swing and a miss. Got him down and in, and Zavala strikes out. There are two away here in the second. A fly out to left and a strikeout for the Rough Riders against Culpepper in this second inning. And Cooper Johnson makes his way to the plate. Culpepper deals. There's a strike. First pitch, breaking ball. It's the slider. 0-1. Johnson homered on the road trip. He now has 12. Culpepper, the 0-1. That's outside. One ball and one strike. Well, Culpepper, as mentioned, a native of Upland, California. The 1-1.
There's a ground ball hit down the third baseline. Ortega picks and throws him out, inning over. Wow, really quick 1-2-3 inning for the right-hander. We're scoreless into the third from Frisco. Luke Maley on the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bill she can't front, her parents paid it. The show was
far. You the only one winning. Back high atop Riders Field alongside Zach Bigley, Luke Maley with you, and it's Ben Anderson back on the rubber. He has been excellent, striking out three of the six batters that he's faced. It's been six up, six down for the wind surge through the first two innings, top of the third. And Anderson retoes the rubber. It's the 7-9 batters. Dalton Sheffield digs in from the right side in the first offering. Just glides upstairs for ball one. Fastball from the right-hander. Sheffield, just one game against the Rough Riders this year. He's 0-for-3 with a walk and a strikeout. Offering home, and there's a called strike on the outer edge. Again, 91 with that fastball. Anderson coming off of a really good start in which he only surrendered one hit. It was a home run. On five innings of one-hit baseball. Someone shot the other way on a line, and it'll twist into the concourse. A foul ball. 1-2 advantage for the 26-year-old right-hander. Anderson, a 6'4" righty, starting on one less day of rest here on a Monday. 1-2 on its way, and that one misses upstairs. Reached back for the fastball again. Two balls and two strikes. Sheffield hitting just a tick under 240 on the year for Wichita. Righty kicks and fires, and that one spoiled, back out of play. Sheffield, the center fielder here this evening in game one of this six-game series. Keep in mind the Rough Riders' normal off day is a Monday, so they'll have an off day tomorrow. That one fouled back, just caught the top of the netting, and it remains two balls and two strikes. Anderson was super efficient over the first couple of innings. Now sitting at 33 pitches, 19 of those being strikes. Sat down the first six that he's faced. And he rocks and fires the 2-2. Is hit high in the air, left side, and it'll find its way into the crowd. Well, it remains two balls and two strikes. Sheffield putting together a solid at-bat with Jarrell Ortega standing on deck, and Ben Ross, the third, due up in the frame against Anderson. Anderson rocks and deals, and that one slipped out of his hand and missed high and tight on the right-handed hitting Dalton Sheffield, and he's worked the count to full. Anderson just 27 walks this year, now through 96 and two-thirds innings of work. He peers over his black glove. He rocks and fires, and that one fouled back again. Out of play, and Sheffield stays alive. Anderson ready. The payoff pitch on the way, and that one popped up back our way, and it'll travel just above our heads. Again, Sheffield living to see another pitch. The next will be number 10 of the at-bat. Anderson takes his time. He retoes the rubber. And he's ready to go. 3-2 again, and that one tapped back off Anderson's glove out to the second baseman, Hardy, who had trouble fielding it. Had some odd spin on it. We'll see how they officially score it, and Anderson appears to be okay. Looked like it got either his just straight-up glove or a piece of his hand and then knocked off the glove. But a line drive back to the hill, so Hardy had trouble fielding it on the 11th pitch, but in his first action defensively for the Rough Riders, certainly a tough play as that one was headed up the middle and Anderson changed the spin of it. They do go with an error on Theo Hardy. So Sheffield reaches on the E4 and here's Jarrell Ortega in the first offering. Breaking ball at the top of the zone, called a strike. Ortega playing in his sixth game against the Rough Riders, and he's had his trouble against Frisco. He's 0-for-16. He has worked three walks across five games. Anderson working from the stretch and the pitch. A foul ball back to the netting, and he's quickly ahead, nothing in two. Ortega, the third baseman for Wichita. Coming off of a really solid week, he saw action in all six games last week, hitting an even 350 in the pinch, and he rockets that one to left field. It'll dunk in front of Aaron Zavala, and back-to-back have reached to open the third inning. Here for the win surge against Ben Anderson, which is contrary to the normal Ben Anderson. We've seen Ben struggle in the first and second innings this year, especially at home, in which his ERA is a bit higher, a 5.91 ERA here in this ballpark this year, as opposed to a 2.25 ERA on the road. Well, for Ben Anderson, it's the first and second innings that have really caused him fits. Here's Ben Ross at the bottom of the car, and the first offering, a breaking ball, just misses, didn't miss by too much. He peers in with runners at first and second and nobody out. 1-0 the count. Anderson set at the belt. He lifts and fires. And Ross takes. There's a called strike. That time with a changeup. In the third inning this year, Anderson has a 2.5 ERA. As opposed to a 10 ERA in the first and a 5.71 in the second. 1-1. That one lined out to left field, and that's going to skip in front of Zavala. A runner in Sheffield gets the stop sign, and the bases are loaded with nobody out for the top of the lineup. Second time through. An E4 and back-to-back singles have loaded the bases for Wichita. Kalai Rosario, the right fielder, a number 21 prospect, and the Twins organization steps in now. That'll prompt a conversation with Rough Riders pitching coach John Goble, who's out of the third base dugout. The entire Rough Riders infield will converge on the hill with Anderson. He sat down the first six that he faced. 1-6 in the order, went 0-for-6 with three strikeouts. And the bottom third of this order has all reached here. An error in back-to-back singles to left. Rosario with a prime opportunity to give Wichita an early lead. Still scoreless here in the top of the third. Rosario awaiting an opportunity with the bases loaded. John Goble will trot back to that third base dugout. Rough Riders infield will go back to their respective positions. Anderson retoes the rubber. Rosario, still just 22 years old. He's the right fielder tonight for the Wind Surge. Former fifth-round selection, and the first offering from Anderson is called a strike. There's a changeup at the bottom of the zone. Nothing in one. Rough Riders playing the righty to pull just a tad. Offering home, and that one in the dirt. Johnson able to keep it from going to the backstop. Shuffield stands at third. He reached on an error, and then back-to-back singles and put Jarrell Ortega at second. Ben Ross behind him at first. Second trip through against Ben Anderson. Rosario struck out his first time. The 1-1. Breaking ball, and it glided off the outer edge. Two balls and a strike. Advantage goes to Rosario. A 249 hitter with two home runs. Anderson set. He kicks and fires, and the 2-1 just dips beneath the zone. That time with a fastball. And now Anderson will have to attack with his best stuff behind 3-1, and the base is loaded. Anderson kicks. The 3-1 is tapped on the ground. Left side. Freeman able to knock it down, but no play there. He saved a run, but one will score on the infield single by Kalai Rosario. Wichita strikes first. It's 1-0. Oh boy, what a play by Cody Freeman just to glove that. He was able to knock it down, diving to his right. Likely would have been extra bases for Rosario and a couple of runs to show for it. An RBI single. And in steps Jake Rucker, who flew out to right his first trip. Pitch home. Misses high. Rucker, the right-handed hitting second baseman. Lineup tonight for Wichita, is it one that has hit a ton of home runs? As Zach mentioned earlier, a power surge as of late. There's a swing and a miss. Even at a ball and a strike. Rucker does have 9 home runs for the Wind Surge. Sabato with 10. And Ben Ross with 10 are the only two players with more than Rucker this year. Anderson has allowed 9. The right-hander peers in. He kicks and fires. Now on a bouncing ball out towards short. Acosta has it on to second for one. Hardy's throw in time. A 6-4-3 double play. And the Rough Riders pick up 2 big outs. But Ortega comes down from third to score. So it's a 2-0 ball game. And the Riders will take 2 there. 6-4-3 goes the double play. And no RBI for Jake Rucker. Ben Ross standing at third base now. And the initial offering, Olivar, is called a strike. Right-handed hitting DH, the number 17 prospect in the organization. 0-1 on its way. That one tapped foul, and Ross, the runner at third base, had to hop over it in foul ground. And quickly, nothing in two for Ben Anderson. Olivar just went 1-for-8 across 2 games last week for the Wind Surge. Offering home, and that one glides upstairs. 93 with a fastball. It's a ball and 2 strikes now. Anderson kicks and fires and misses upstairs yet again. Missed with the fastball for a second consecutive time. And we're even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ben Ross over at third base. Already 2 runs in here in the frame. Righty kicks. The 2-2 is hit high in the air on the infield. Abimelech Ortiz, the first baseman, looking up at it. He drifts to his left and is there to retire the side. But Wichita does strike for 2 runs. It comes on 3 hits and 1 error. They leave 1 stranded at third base. And we head to the bottom of the third. Rough Riders facing their first deficit, trailing the Wind Surge 2-0 here on the Riders Baseball Network. You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter when you listen to the Riders Baseball Network.
Luis Mieses leads off the home half of the third inning. Rough Riders trailing 2-0. C.J. Culpepper back on the hill, and he's back to work. His first offering to Mieses is taking a called strike on the outer third, that time with a fastball. Culpepper, the number 14 prospect, missed all of June and then most of July with a forearm strain. As he rocks, the 0-1 on its way. Misses outside, a ball and a strike. 95 with a fastball there. The most that he has gone since his return on July 28th is three innings. He's gone exactly 2 2/3 in each of his three starts at the AA level. High leg kick in the offering home. Mieses shoots it back to the screen. 1-2 advantage for the right-hander. The Rough Riders have taken on the Wind Surge on six occasions this year. Two separate three-game series on the road in Wichita. 1-2. Breaking ball down in the dirt, and it skips off Isola, the catcher. Mieses pulls even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. These two teams have split those games, 3-3. Wichita with their first game here at Riders Field this season. 2-2. Taken down and away, and Mieses works the count to full. There was the changeup from the right-hander. It's a fastball, cutter, curveball, slider, and changeup mix for Culpepper. He's ready to throw pitch number 32. He rocks. Payoff pitch on the way to Mieses is tapped foul up the first baseline. Another 3-2. Mieses had himself a decent week last week with the Rough Riders. Getting his first action against the Wind Surge. Mieses hit .294 across four games. The pitch home, wave and a miss. Chased the ball just beneath the zone. And Mieses becomes the third strikeout for Culpepper on the evening. One gone in the bottom of the third. And Theo Hardy sees his first action in a Rough Riders uniform. Joined the team late in the week on the road in Springdale, Arkansas. But didn't appear in any action. Offering home, and that one a called strike on the outer edge with 95. Hardy, a switch hitter, batting from the left side. Originally from Berkeley, California, played his college baseball at San Jose State. The 0-1 on its way, and Hardy rips through it. Nothing in two. He played 11 games this year with High A Hickory, going 6-for-29. He did have a pair of extra base hits, a double and a homer. 0-2 on its way, and he checked his swing, and it caught him on his back foot. They appealed down to third, where Alex Shears, the umpire, said he didn't offer at it. He was able to hold up, And he's rewarded with his first trip to first base here at the double-A level. First hit by pitch issued by Culpepper. Theo Hardy stands in first. Across those 11 games in Hickory, Hardy did swipe a pair of bases. So a threat to run over there at first. There's Alejandro Osuna, who singled his first time up. And the first pitch to the lefty is a check swing, and he went around. Slider down and in to Osuna. Couldn't hold the swing back. Ball's behind, nothing and one. Righty set at the belt. He kicks and fires. And Osuna shoots it foul towards the Rough Riders bullpen on the third base side. Nothing in two. Osuna, a 302 hitter this year with the Rough Riders. He has 5 home runs. He's been a splendid addition at the top of the lineup ever since the Rough Riders lost Kellen Strom to AAA Round Rock. Long pause from Culpepper. And time called by Osuna, wisely asking for time. Culpepper wasted no time coming set, but just stared down his catcher, Isola. Osuna finally broke it up. Now he pauses again. He kicks and fires the pitch home, and Osuna flares it into shallow center field. Sheffield oncoming. He's camped under it and reaches skyward to haul in out number two. Two gone for Max Acosta. Acosta popped out to second base in his first trip and became the first out that Culpepper recorded. Before that at-bat, Acosta had reached in 6 consecutive trips to the plate, going 3-for-3 with a home run and 3 walks. He had to go back to his 4th at-bat out of 5 on Saturday. As he rockets one deep left center field, did he get it? Fedko back, watching, and it is gone! Acosta ties the game with 1 swing of the bat. He's homered in back-to-back games. All even at 2 here in Frisco, Texas. 104 off the bat, it traveled 406 feet. And Acosta has his 7th homer of the year. Good looking swing. And boy, has he been hot. Max Acosta, one of the best hitters last week. He gives way to Josh Hatcher, who is hit by a pitch. Got him on that back foot. And he walks gingerly towards first base. Second hit by pitch in the inning. And the first one came back to haunt Culpepper. He was pitching with a 2-0 advantage. He hit Theo Hardy. And then Max Acosta's 2-run homer evened us at 2. Here's Cody Freeman. We've talked about Freeman over the course of the year. He's been so much better in this ballpark than he has on the road. But Freeman's coming off of a decent road trip. He struggled a bit against Wichita, just 3-for-18. But on the road trip, he hit .348 across 5 games, picking up 8 hits. First offering to Freeman is hit high in the air down the right field line. Rosario ranging over, and all he'll be able to do is watch it. The wind aided in pushing that towards the bullpen. Was tailing that way anyway. Nothing in one on the Rough Riders third baseman. And Culpepper picks over to first. Hatcher goes back in on a dive. Freeman leads the Rough Riders with 14 home runs this year. Set a career high with his 14th during the last homestand as he shoots one out towards shortstop on the ground. Ross has it and shuffles over to second base where Rucker's there to retire the side. So Freeman grounds into the 6-4 putout, but the Riders pick up 2 runs It comes on just one hit. A two-run homer by Max Acosta, his seventh of the year. No errors and one left aboard the base paths. Three innings in the books. We're evened at two apiece here from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Alex Isola leads off the top of the fourth inning. Rough Riders 2, Wind Surge 2. Isola, the catcher in the cleanup spot, gets his second look at Anderson, and the first pitch misses high. Ball and no strikes. Isola joined the Wind Surge on August 24th. Just about a week with them, joining from Class AAA with St. Paul. He watches just off the outer edge. Two balls and no strikes. A very decorated career here with Wichita. A 2-0 on its way, and he pops it back out of play, a foul ball. Isola has 30 career home runs with a Wind Surge, third most in franchise history. Anderson rocks and fires the 2-1, wave and a miss. Elevated fastball. And we're even at two balls and two strikes. Isola grounded out to Cody Freeman to lead off the second inning. A 2-2. Taken, got him looking. Anderson with a fastball at the knees. And Isola down on strikes. Fourth strikeout for Ben Anderson. He picked up two in the first, one in the second. And then now one to lead off the top of the fourth. Here's Aaron Sabato. Sabato struck out his first time up. He was the third strikeout victim for Anderson. And he lines one into left field on the first offering. And that'll drop in a base hit. One out single for the first baseman. And Kyler Fedko will dig in now. Fedko played in just half the games last week for Wichita, but he led the team in average, going 3-for-8. He scored 2 runs. He also homered once. And 375 offering home. And there's a called strike on the outer edge. Fedko, the left fielder, batting from the right side. Sabato has his lead at first base. Anderson working from the stretch. He kicks and fires. In on the hands, a pop-up. That'll work its way into the crowd. Quickly, nothing in two in favor of the 26-year-old right-hander. Anderson peers in, has his sign, and he's ready to go. The 0-2 popped up, left side behind the plate. Johnson, the catcher, looking up at it, and that's all he'll be able to do. Drifts into the seats. Anderson just crossing the 65 pitch count, sitting at 66. 42 of those have been strikes for the righty. He sat down the first six that he faced and then ran into trouble in the third. Wichita loaded the bases with nobody out. They ended up picking up two runs off of that. Another 0-2, and that one lined off the facing of the Rough Riders dugout on the third base side. Fedko still behind, nothing in two. Fedko, just one hit against the Rough Riders over the course of the year. As Anderson just misses upstairs. Ball and two strikes. It's just the third game of the year for the left fielder facing Frisco. Anderson kicks the 1-2, a check swing, and a foul ball off his front foot. Cooper Johnson, the Riders catcher, came out of the crouch as it circled up the first base line. But home plate umpire Steven Rios Jr. quickly let everybody know it was foul. It remains 1-2, and Anderson's next pitch will be number 70 of the outing. He cruised through the first two innings, but a long top of the third pushed that pitch count up. He shaved off a little bit with a 6-4-3 double play. The 1-2. Line drive, right center field. Osuna coming, and he slides, and it's going to sneak past him. But luckily was able to get enough on it to keep it from rolling all the way to the wall. So Fedko singles, but Sabato just moving up 90 feet. That's the best case scenario for the Rough Riders. Tough play for Osuna to make. Went sliding after it. He just able to knock it down on the bounce. He was able to get to his feet and keep Sabato from moving over to third base. Here's Dalton Sheffield. Reached on an E4 in his first trip and scored a run. He lines one down the left field line and hooking into the crowd. Nothing in one. Sabato and Fedko have picked up one-out singles against Anderson. Sheffield led off the third inning and reached on that error on a comebacker back to Anderson. As he delivers a breaking ball over the heart of the plate, a called strike. It's nothing in two. Anderson peers in. His catcher Johnson has the sign, and he comes set. Pause, he looks to second. And the 0-2 on its way. Bouncing ball towards short. Acosta has it, bobbled it, flips to second, not in time. It was certainly close. But they're able to chop down one of the runners. Fedko erased off the base paths. Goes 6-4. It could have been a double play ball for Acosta, but as he went to transfer the ball into his throwing hand. Just lost control, and it found its way to the infield dirt. The Rough Riders avoid disaster and do pick up one out. But Sheffield is aboard at first, and Sabato goes to third. Runners at the corners and two gone for Jarrell Ortega. The first offering misses high. Ball and no strikes. A gloomy day here in Frisco. Some rain overnight. A 1-0 on its way, and there's a called strike on the outer third, even in a ball and a strike. Ortega snapped an 0-for-16 streak with a single in the third inning. That 0-for-16 being against the Rough Riders, the 1-1. Wave and a miss, and Johnson able to block it on a pitch in the dirt. Anderson got him to chase the breaking ball. One and two on the right-handed hitting third baseman, and Cooper Johnson steps out in front of home plate, and with a two-strike count, communicates to his infielders what they want to do should Sheffield try to run. Sheffield, the runner at first base. Sabato opposite of him on the diamond at third. Anderson set at the belt. He kicks, and the 1-2. Wave and a miss. He got him. Blew the fastball by him. And Anderson has strikeout number 5 of the outing. He was able to put up a 0 in the top of the fourth. He did allow 2 hits, no errors, and left 2 aboard the base paths. Well, the Riders coming up trying to pick up their first lead in the bottom of the fourth. It's 2-2 here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, I want to highlight a new team partner. I'm proud to announce that USAA is now the official military appreciation partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. USAA was founded in 1922, and more than 100 years later, they continue their commitment to serving the military community and their families. On behalf of the Rough Riders and USAA, we'd like to thank all military families for your service and sacrifice.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctual Plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros, call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
For the first time in his AA career, C.J. Culpepper is on for the fourth inning. And he faces Ortiz to lead things off. And the first pitch runs inside to the lefty. Bimelec Ortiz flew out to medium depth left field in his first trip. That led off the second. Second offering, misses downstairs. It's a 2-0 advantage for Abby, who has been extremely patient at the plate over this last month, and it has certainly paid dividends for him. 2-0 on its way, and Ortiz takes. There's a called strike in the lower third of the strike zone. Ortiz, over his last 37 games, hitting well over .300 at .309 with a .939 OPS. 2-1. Lines outside. It's a 3-1 advantage for Ortiz. That patience at the plate has led to plenty hits and a lot more power. Righty kicks and fires. And Ortiz takes. There's a called strike, and he flipped his bat towards the third base dugout. He'll have to go grab his weapon and step back in for a 3-2 pitch. It's a fastball on the outer third, and it certainly looked like a strike. Ortiz didn't think so. Culpepper ready to throw pitch number 49, the 3-2. Ortiz shoots it down the left field line, hooking into the Rough Riders bullpen. Foul ball. Abby now 7-for-26, playing in his seventh game against Wichita this year. He does have 4 RBI. 3 hits for extra bases as he lines one to right field. That'll dunk in front of Rosario, and Ortiz has himself a leadoff single. Well, for Abby, that's much more rewarding than a walk. He'll take that trade, and he's aboard. Lead off the bottom of the fourth. Rough Riders and the Wind Search tied at 2. Here's Aaron Zavala, who struck out his first time up. Currently riding an 11-game hitting streak. Culpepper kicks and fires and misses beneath the zone. Zavala picked up 5 hits in the series last week. All of them singles. And until Sunday, they were all just one-hit games. He picked up 2 in Sunday's finale as he watches just outside with a fastball. 2-0 advantage for the Riders left fielder. On Sunday, Zavala went 2-for-5 with an RBI, and all three of his outs were in the air, flyouts. 2-0 on its way. And that one bounced back up the middle. Takes Ross right to the bag. He steps on it for one and fires on to first. And two away. 6-3 double play. And two erased for Culpepper. Well, Cooper Johnson tries to get something going for the Riders with two gone and an even 2-2 ball game. The initial offering from the righty just misses a bit inside of the right-handed hitting catcher, Cooper Johnson. Johnson grounded out to third to end the second inning for the Rough Riders. He awaits the 1-0. The pitch fouled back to the screen. Fastball on the outer edge at 94 miles an hour. It's 1-1. Johnson, a career-high 12 home runs this year. 1-1 on its way. Wave and a miss. Got him to chase a breaking ball just off the outside corner at the bottom of the zone. It's been a career year at the plate for Cooper Johnson. Not only in the power department. The 1-2. Checked his swing and they appeal to first, where Clay Williams says he didn't offer. Johnson evens things with Culpepper. There is some action in that right field bullpen. It's already a career high at the AA level for Culpepper with 3 2/3. The 2-2. Johnson sends it in the air right side in foul territory. The first baseman Zapato looking up at it and has it bounce in and out of his glove. Try to make an underhanded basket style catch. Had it in there, and then it just trickled out. A new life for Cooper Johnson. Still 2 balls and 2 strikes. A tough one for Aaron Zapato at first base. Culpepper sat at the belt. He steps back and lifts his leg. The 2-2 misses down and in. 95 with a fastball. And the count runs full. Cooper trying to extend the frame for Luis Mieses. Payoff pitch on the way. And that one, a broken bat flare out towards second base. Rucker camped under it, and he's there to retire the side. So the Rough Riders down in order. They get no runs on one hit, but a double play raced the leadoff single by Ortiz. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. 4 innings in the books. We go top 5 even at 2, and we come back at Zach Bigley on the mic. Here on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White, the Heart Hospital Plano, is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital. Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with subpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Rough Riders in the wind surge in the opener of this six-game series. Tied at two, Ben Ross in the ninth spot leads it off against Ben Anderson. First pitch on the way from the right-hander. Outside, one ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders tying the game in the bottom of the third inning with a two-run homer by Max Acosta. After the wind surge took the lead in the top of the third. Here's the 1-0 offering from Anderson. Just outside, a little bit low. And it's two balls and no strikes. 78 pitches so far for Anderson. 76 through his four innings. He has whiffed five, but a lot of base traffic and long innings in the third and fourth. The pitch is a hard ground ball on one hop out to shortstop. Acosta gets around it, fields, and throws him out. One away. Top of the order now in Kalai Rosario. Rosario, an infield RBI single in the third. That's the only RBI today for the wind surge. The other run coming in to score on a double play ball with the bases loaded. Anderson from the full windup. He deals in. Fits it on the outside corner with a changeup for a strike. It's 0-1. Rough Riders coming off that series win last week in which the pitching wasn't as strong as it normally is. There's a bouncer up over the hill. A charge by Hardy. He's got it. Throws on the run and gets him. My goodness. Great play at second base by Hardy coming up on a ball that was chopped up over the mound. He picked it, threw on the run over to first base to get him. The college shortstop with a phenomenal play at second base. So two outs quickly here in the fifth inning, and Jake Rucker stands in the pitch. Fouled away down the right side, it's 0-1. But for the most part this season, the Rough Riders have been a phenomenal pitching and defensive team, though they're scoring a ton of runs recently. In their last 11 games, leading the Texas League in runs scored. 0-1, checks up and in, and it's one ball and one strike, and they've hit 21 homers in their last 15 games as well, so the long ball being a big part of that. 1-1 dips below the zone, and it's two balls and one strike. The bullpen has struggled just a little bit, but the Rough Riders hoping to shore that up as they creep towards the postseason, just 12 games remaining in the regular year. 2-1. Swinging a line drive to third. Freeman skies up and nabs it. Oh, what a play. Hard line drive to third base, and Freeman went airborne at the apex of his leap, plucked it out of the air, and that's how the inning ends. Great play by Cody Freeman. Bottom five next, tied at two on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Cody Lawyerson is the new man on the hill for Wichita. Pitching change for the Wind Surge. Tied at two here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 8-9-1 due up for the Rough Riders. It's Luis Mieses to start it. Left-handed batter against the right-hander. First pitch is up and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Lawyerson replaces C.J. Culpepper, who went four innings in his start, allowing two runs on three hits. He struck out three and didn't walk a batter. Lawyerson, the main native, he deals. A swing and a miss. Fastball right by him, and it's one ball and one strike. Lawyerson this year has struggled with Wichita. 23 outings in eight ERA. Giving up a ton of hits this season. 1-1. That's low and outside, missing, and it's two balls and one strike. A splitter from Lawyerson. In 27 innings, he's allowed 39 hits, a .336 batting average against. He looks in, he's got his sign. And deals home on the inside corner for a strike with a fastball. It's 2-2. Lawyerson making his third appearance against the Rough Riders. He has gone scoreless against Frisco in 3 2/3 innings, surrendering only three hits. All three of those hits were on opening day. 2-2. That's outside, and it's three balls and two strikes on the Rough Riders right fielder. So Frisco trying to get to him here in the fifth. For Lawyerson, it was a very struggle-filled July. The pitch is fouled back off of Isola's glove, and it's three balls and two strikes. His last two outings, he allowed a combined nine runs in just an inning and two-thirds. And as a reliever, that'll completely blow up your ERA. There's very little margin for error if you have a couple bad outings. His first appearance in the month of September, 3-2. There's a hard line drive into dead center field. Sheffield right there, though, and he reaches up to make the catch. One away. Mieses hit it right on the button, though, unfortunately, right at Sheffield. Theo Hardy bats. He was hit by a pitch and scored a run back in the third inning in his first at-bat of his AA career. No batting gloves. Switch hitter from the left side. First pitch. He takes outside. One ball and no strikes. A 92-mile-an-hour fastball. He was our pregame guest with Luke earlier today, and he'll be our pregame guest tomorrow for part two of that interview. 1-0. Inside, two balls and no strikes. Hardy finished up this year with San Jose State, a four-year player in college, and went and played at Idaho Falls and independent ball. 2-0. There's a pop-up foul out of play down the left side, 2-1. He hit .350 during his time at Indy Ball, and that drew the eyes of the Rangers. He was signed to a professional contract by Texas and started out in High A Hickory, where he played 11 games before getting the bump up here to the AA level. We're happy to have him up here with the Rough Riders. The pitch is a check swing and an offering down and in on the split finger, and it's three balls and one strike on Hardy. High Sox. It's the Red Tops and Red Sox today for the Rough Riders. 2-2 ball game, top of the fifth. One out, base is clear. Top of the order looming with Osuna on deck. 3-1. He swings and pops it skyward. On the infield, left side, the shortstop Ross called off by Ortega in shallow left, and the third baseman makes the catch. A pop out to third. Two down for Osuna, who's one for two today as one of the Rough Riders' three hits.
And for Hardy there, a pop out and a 3-1 count. You don't really want to do that, but if you noticed, by the time that ball was caught, he was at second base. A guy that puts his head down, he wants to be here. He's making his home debut, his double-A debut. This is a guy that's going to work really hard for the Rough Riders down the stretch.
Pitch to Osuna is a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. That's the kind of guy you want in this clubhouse, and he's a guy like that. He fits right in. Whole clubhouse of those guys. Especially when you get to the postseason, you want those guys.
No doubt.
0-1 to Osuna. Fouled back. 0-2. Riders center fielder began the home half of the Frisco first with a base hit. Flew out to center field in the third. Slight pole side shift on the infield the way opposite way in the outfield as this pitch is rifled into left center field. Sheffield going back. They had him played perfectly. He makes the catch in the left center alley, and Osuna is retired. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. A 1-2-3 inning by Cody Lawyerson in the fifth. We go top six next. We'll have some trivia for you when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, tied at two.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
At the top of the sixth inning, it's 2-2, Rough Riders and Wind Surge in the opener of this six-game set. Happy Labor Day, everybody. Hope you all are enjoying maybe a barbecue or spending some time outside on this pleasant day. First pitch to Olivar is a strike from Ben Anderson. It's 0-1. What better way to spend Labor Day than baseball and some trivia here at the top of the sixth inning?
I love it.
All right. So we tied into this day in baseball history. 0-1. That's high, and it's one ball and one strike. It was on this day back in 2020 that Tom Seaver passed away, a phenomenal pitcher, one of the greatest of all time. Here's the 1-1. There's a hard grounder foul down the left side. It's 1-2. He led the National League in ERA three different years when he was playing with the Mets. So our trivia today is, can you name the best single-season ERAs since 1950? There is a ground ball up the third baseline and foul, and it's one ball and two strikes.
Does Clayton Kershaw make that cut at any point?
He does not.
He does not. Okay.
You're looking for the top 10, by the way.
You said since 1990?
1950.
Oh, 1950.
Yes. 1-2. There's a pop-up off the fist into shallow left field. Acosta going back. He calls everyone off, and the shortstop makes the catch. One away. Alex Isola bats now. So top single-season ERA since 1950 in Major League Baseball is our trivia.
Okay.
Bonus points if you can get the year they did it as well.
That part's going to be real tough.
Do you want me to give you the range you're looking for?
Sure.
Okay. As here's the first pitch. Isola takes down and away. It's one ball and no strikes. The best all-time since 1950 is 1-1-2 ERA in a single season. And the 10th best is 1.70.
Okay.
1-0. That's low and outside. 2-0.
How about Randy?
Randy Johnson does not make the list.
Okay. Are there a lot of really big names, or are there some... Are there any, like, one-year wonders mixed in here?
No, these are all big names. The pitch. There's a fly ball popped up on the infield. Cody Freeman coming in, and it's Abby up onto the hill. First baseman who makes the catch. Two outs.
Oh, boy. How about any active players?
There are two active players and one who just retired.
Okay. Roy Halladay.
Roy Halladay does not make the
Goodness.
List. First pitch. Strike to Aaron Sabato, and it's 0-1.
Koufax.
Koufax does not make the list. This is tough. I know this is tough. You want me to give you some years? 0-1. That's high, and it's 1-1.
Sure.
We'll start with the recent ones. One is 2020, so that's a little cheap because it's a 60-game season. 1-1, swinging a foul back into Johnson's glove, and it's 1-2. 2018 and 2015 were the three recent ones.
Okay. Oh, I didn't even think about it. Nolan Ryan's going to make this list, doesn't he?
Nolan Ryan.
Houston AL.
1981. There's a swing and a check swing and a foul. Backing out of play. 1-2. Nolan Ryan is number 9 in 1981. A 1.69 ERA.
It's not shabby.
Not too shabby at all. Bases clear. 2 down. The 1-2. A fly ball hammered into center field, sending Osuna back on a dead run. He slows up just shy of the warning track, puts it away. 1-2-3, sixth inning for Ben Anderson. Let's get this guy some runs. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, tied at 2 on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the sixth inning, Rough Riders and Wind Surge tied at 2. It's 2-3-4 for the Riders. Max Acosta facing Cody Lawyerson, who threw a 1-2-3 fifth. We continue our trivia looking for the top 10 single ERA pitching seasons that are below a 1.7 ERA since 1950. That was a terrible way of explaining that trivia question. First pitch to Acosta is a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 0-1. The 10 best single-season pitcher ERAs since 1950. That's our trivia question. You have one, Nolan Ryan.
How about Greg Maddux?
He did it twice. Greg Maddux, 1994 and 1995. This is a ground ball up the middle. Ross, the shortstop's got it, and he throws out Acosta, the Rough Riders shortstop, and there's one away. So Maddux in 1994, a 1.56 ERA. Maddux in 95, a 1.63 ERA.
Was Bauer the one in 2020?
He was not. It was the other Cy Young winner.
Bieber do it?
Shane Bieber, yep. 1.63 ERA in 2020. Here's Josh Hatcher, the pitch. A swing and a foul at the plate, 0-1. We've got four.
It's Zach Greinke
in 2015. 0-1. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. A 1.66 ERA. He did not win the Cy Young that year. Jake Arrieta did. That was that crazy Cy Young race between Greinke, Arrieta, and Clayton Kershaw in 2015. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Hatcher down on strikes, and the fastball right down the middle. 2 outs.
Scherzer make the cut at any point?
He does not.
What about DeGrom?
Jacob DeGrom, 2018, 170. They're just missing four. These are all seasons that happened pre-1990.
Okay.
But they are all, you know, big enough names. The pitch. That's up and in, and it's 1-0. Two of them Hall of Famers, two of them not, but notable names.
Okay.
One out. Strike on the outside corner, 1-1.
All of them pre-1990.
There's a swing and a fly ball out to right center field, sending Rosario back into the alley. He tracks it down and makes the catch. And the side is retired. 1-2-3 fashion. Riders down in order. We go to the top of the seventh inning, and the Riders will be dipping into their bullpen. Luke on the call. When we come back, we'll tell you the answers to trivia as well on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ben Anderson is done. His final line, 6 innings. He allows 2 unearned runs on 5 hits, no walks with 5 strikeouts, and he gives way to Skylar Hales, the right-hander. Well, Zach, while we were at break, they came up with Dwight Gooden.
And that is correct. That is number 2 for our trivia today, looking at the best single-season ERAs since 1950.
And as Kyler Fedko steps in, he awaits the first offering, and it glides upstairs. Round out our list for us.
All right, you missed Dean Chance back in 1964 at a 1.65 ERA. Louis Tiant in 1968.
The 1-0 on its way, and there's a called strike, a fastball at the top of the zone, 1-1.
And the best ERA since 1950 in the big leagues, Bob Gibson in 1968.
Okay, Bob Gibson. The other two, I don't know that I would have gotten, but I should have had Bob Gibson.
Now the second best is 1.53. by Dwight Gooden, and then Bob Gibson, 1-1-2.
Insanity.
Ridiculous.
Hale's 1-1 offering is a pop-up right side on the infield. Ortiz drifting across the line and makes the grab in foul territory.
Of course, that was famously the year of the pitcher, and they lowered the mound in Major League Baseball after that year. The year was so dominant by the pitchers.
One away for Skylar Hales. Dalton Sheffield digs in for the third time. He's 0-for-2, but he's reached both times on an E4 and a 6-4 fielder's choice. First offering from Hales. Called strike at the top of the zone. There's that slider.
0-1 on the right-handed hitting center fielder. Hales lifts and fires and misses just upstairs with a fastball at 96. Skyler's been really good for the Rough Riders. 22-year-old, 6'4". He's 4-0 with a 3.62 ERA overall. So there's one tag now towards left center field. Zavala ranges to his left, now charges in, and he's there to make the grab. Two outs in the air for Skyler Hales. Moon goes F7, and Jarell Ortega digs in. This marks the 40th appearance for the former fourth rounder, Skyler Hales. Here at the AA level this year, he's 3-0 with a 2.74 ERA across 19 appearances. He kicks and fires, and Ortega shoots the first pitch foul back to the screen. He's allowed a 2.47 average to opposing hitters. 28 strikeouts in 23 innings of work, and he's only walked 6. Hales peers in. He's ahead, nothing in one. The pitch on its way. Wave and a miss. Good-looking slider on the outer third. Ortega ripped through it. 0-2. Still even at 2 apiece. All 4 runs in this game came in the third inning. 2 in the top for Wichita. 2 in the bottom on a 2-run homer by Max Acosta in that bottom of the third. Hales set. He lifts and delivers. 0-2. Runs upstairs. 96 with a fastball. Ben Ross, the ninth batter in this lineup, stands on deck should Ortega reach. 1-2 from Skyler, and he pulled it. 97, missing well outside to the righty. Hales originally from Reno, Nevada. Spent the beginning of the year with High A Hickory. Set at the belt. He lifts the 2-2. Misses downstairs. And with the slider, and it's full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hales played his college baseball at Santa Clara. As he delivers the 3-2, swing and just caught a piece of it, did Ortega, and sent it back to the backstop. Interestingly enough, Skyler Hales in high school played basketball as well, as many players do, play multiple sports. But his true passion was basketball. He wanted to go play college basketball and realized he had a better shot at making a career out of pitching. 3-2 on its way. Wave and a miss. Blew the fastball by him at 96 in the outer third. And Skyler Hales caps off a 1-2-3. Top of the seventh inning with a strikeout. It's no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Riders coming up trying to break this 2-2 tie here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Last of the seventh inning, locked at 2. Two runs on five hits and an error for Wichita. Two runs on three hits and an error for Frisco. And Abimelech Ortiz bats from the left side. The first offering called a strike at the top of the zone. Mike Paredes, the right-hander on the hill, donning the number 30. Peers in and has his sign for Isola, and the second offering to Ortiz misses downstairs. Paredes, a 24-year-old from San Diego, California, was selected back in 2021 in the 18th round by the Twins out of San Diego State. He's been really effective this year, pitching across three levels. He kicks home and misses down in the dirt. Overall in the season, he's 2-3 with a 2.87 ERA. He's had some more struggles here at the AA level. This marks his 10th appearance. He's given up 9 earned runs in 12 2/3 innings of work. And some trouble with the walks. 6 walks, 6 strikeouts. The 2-1. Called a strike on the inner edge to Ortiz, and it's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. He has a 6.39 ERA with no decisions here for Wichita this year. 2-2. He lifts and fires, and Ortiz takes downstairs. We've talked about the patience for Abby, but you really go back to the moment where things started clicking. He got off to a relatively quick start here at the AA level, and then really cooled off and had a tough month of May, and then that rolled over into June, and then he had his family come visit him. And Ortiz really got a kick out of that, spending some time with his family, including his girlfriend. 3-2. Swing and a miss, and he's down on strikes. Ortiz strikes out for the first time today, and it's the first strikeout for Mike Paredes. But Ortiz has really picked it up, hitting well over 300 over the past 2 months. Here's Aaron Zavala, who is 0-2 today with a strikeout and a double play, trying to extend his hit streak to 12 consecutive games. Initial offering is fouled back off the catcher Isola. And home plate umpire Steven Rios Jr. will give Isola just a moment to collect himself. He walks the ball out towards Paredes on the hill. Paredes has pitched at single A, high A, and now double A on the year. He peers in, kicks, and gets a swing and a miss on a pitch over the heart of the plate from Zavala. It's nothing in two. Z will step out of the box, adjust the batting gloves, give him a second to collect himself, change the approach in a 2-strike count. Right-hander on the hill. He peers in. Side of the belt, lifts and fires. The 0-2 breaking ball downstairs. Culpepper started this game for Wichita. He gave up both the earned runs over 4 innings. Lawyerson delivered 2 clean innings, striking out 1. Now gives way to the righty. The pitch down in the dirt, and we're even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lawyerson didn't allow a base runner for 2 scoreless innings. Rough Riders' last hit was from Ortiz to lead off the 4th. Righty kicks and fires, and Zavala just caught a piece of it on his backswing. He caught Isola, the catcher. Boy, he's been beat up in this at bat. A couple of foul balls have got him, and then the backswing. And Zavala looks at him, makes sure everything's okay. You watch just a foul ball and a long backswing by Zavala. Not intentional, but just caught the catcher on the top of the head. He'll stick in there. Seen that a couple times this year. Never fun for the backstop. Paredes back to work. Still a 2-2 count on the left-handed hitting Zavala. Offering home. Down in the dirt, ball 3. So Duvall has worked the count to full. And he'll see a seventh pitch of this trip to the dish. Right side of the infield playing Z to pull. Left side relatively straight up. Across the shortstop, shadowed a little bit towards second base. Payoff pitch from the righty. And Duvall rockets it deep, but a foul ball down the first base line. Caught a good piece of it, but just a wee bit out in front. Right, he kicks and fires, and that one misses down, and I think that time Isola got crossed up. Looked like he was expecting a breaking ball and dropped to his knees to block it. But Aaron Zavala reaches for the first time tonight. It's via the walk. The first walk issued by a Wichita pitcher. They did hit a couple of batters. Cole Pepper hit two as part of that two-run third inning. In steps Cooper Johnson, who's 0 for 2, but he can do damage at any point. Right-hander peers in. Greatest initial offering, and Johnson takes just downstairs. Those aren't boos. They're coops. One and oh in favor of the Rough Riders catcher. Zavala has his lead at first, and they pick over at him, and he goes back in safely diving. Johnson has grounded out and went to third and popped down to second in his two trips. Pitch home and a big swing and a miss on a pitch at the bottom of the zone. One and one. Boards here, Riders Field. Saying, let's hear it. Coop with a bunch of O's. Right-hander readies. Zavala runs the pitch home and taking a called strike, but it skips away from Isola. Aaron Zavala moves up 90 feet. No throw, but give him a stolen base. Johnson behind in the count, a ball and two strikes. While the Rough Riders with one away here in the bottom of the seventh have the go-ahead run, standing in scoring position. Greatest kicks and fires, and that one skips past Isola, and Zavala move over to third base. Tough inning for Isola behind the plate. He's been beat up a bit. Zavala swiped a bag on a pitch that got away, and that one missed outside. Not charged on the catcher Isola. It goes as a wild pitch on Paredes. One that he would likely say he should have. 2-2 to Johnson, and that one misses inside on the right. Coop had to back out of the way of it. The count runs to full. Breaking ball that slipped out of Paredes' hand. Wichita with the go-ahead run, standing 90 feet away with one gone, will pull the infield in. Payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Down on strikes. Second strikeout for Mike Paredes. And there's two gone, but Aaron Zavala still stands at third base. And Luis Mieses will try to give the Rough Riders the lead.
He probably wants that one back. It looked like either a hard slider or a cutter at the top of the zone. And that's one that Coop can usually handle.
It is.
Just taking a little bit off that pitch on the cut through.
Initial offering to Mieses runs downstairs. Ball and no strikes. On the left-handed hitting right fielder is 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a lineout. A 1-0. Taken over the heart of the plate. There's a fastball. 1-1. Mieses
entered tonight hitting .298 here for the Rough Riders this year. He was the hero during the last homestand, a two-homer night, including a walk-off two-run shot. And he rockets one right side, but on a one-hop, the second baseman Rucker has it and fires to first. The Rough Riders' threat comes to a close. A pair of strikeouts and a ground out. Mike Paredes works around the walk. Aaron Zavala stranded at third base. It's no runs on no hits. No errors and one left aboard. Seven innings in the book, still even at two apiece. We go to the eighth here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah. Hey, hit records on my demo.
Top of the eighth inning, two apiece, and Skylar Hales is back on the mound. His initial offering to Ben Ross just misses upstairs. That time with a fastball. Skylar has been the go-to guy late in ball games in close scenarios for the Rough Riders. The 1-0 fouled off Cooper Johnson. And it's 1-1. It's Ross before the lineup turns over. Fourth time through for the win search. Rosario and Rucker do up in the frame. A right-hander set at the belt. Lifts and fires, and there's a called strike. A fastball at 95 at the knees. 1-2. Ross has singled and grounded out tonight. Hale's 1-2 offering is lined to the right side, and that'll drop down. Miesi's over to cut it off, and that'll keep it a single for Ross. But he's aboard to lead off the eighth inning. Two-hit night for Ben Ross in the ninth spot in this order, and it turns over to the top in the number 21 prospect, Kalai Rosario. Hales ready, and his initial offering. Went to the slider and got a called strike on the inner edge. Ball and no strikes. Rosario started the scoring in the third inning and in this ballgame with an RBI single. Hales lifts and fires and just misses a bit outside, again with that slider. Even at a ball and a strike. Outside of that RBI single, Rosario has struck out and grounded out to second. First time he faces Skylar Hales, and Hales just misses inside with a fastball. 2-1 advantage for the Minnesota Twins number 21 prospect. Hitting an even 250 to the pitch. Chopper left side. Freeman has the leap. He has it. Throws the second for one. Quick toss to first. Not quite in time. But some impressive defense from the Rough Riders. Cody Freeman had to play the hop. He
and leapt up in the air and quickly set his feet, chopped down the lead man. Hardy, the second baseman, made a valiant effort trying to turn two, but a near impossible ball to do so. So a 5-4 fielder's choice fits Rosario at first base. Ben Ross out on the play. And here's Jake Rucker in search of his first hit. Righty kicks and fires, and it runs inside. That time a slider, ball and no strikes. Rucker 0-for-3 with a fly out. A line out to Freeman at third, and a 6-4-3 double play. That one got the second run home, but no RBI for Rucker. Pitch home. Foul ball back to the screen. Even at a ball and a strike. Mentioned Hales being a late inning and close game guy for the Rough Riders. We've seen him in that closer type of role for Frisco ever since the trade deadline loss of Tyler Owens to the Tigers organization. 1-1. Fits on the outside edge at the bottom of the zone. 1-2. Hales trying to go two innings for the first time since July 10th with the Rough Riders. And he gets a foul ball back to the screen. Ball and two strikes with one gone. Rosario standing at first base after the 5-4 fielder's choice. Hales pitched against the wind surge back in July on the road. He pitched a scoreless inning as he misses outside with a fastball. 2-2. He went just one inning, didn't allow any base runners, and struck out two. He wasn't with the Rough Riders the first time these two teams met. He kicks and fires. 2-2 is tagged in the air, high out towards center, and Osuna lost it. He started back. Now the second baseman, Hardy, is out in center, and he's there to make the grab. Osuna started back, and then he held his arms out to his side as if to say, I lost the baseball. By the time he realized where it was, he wasn't going to be able to get to that ball. So nice work from the Rough Riders second baseman, making his double-A debut tonight. Theo Hardy ranging out to center field to make a tough grab. Two gone for Skylar Hales. Tanner Schobel gonna pinch hit here. Seeing his first action tonight, and he takes the first offering just off the outside corner. Schobel, right-handed hitter, the number 20 prospect in the Twins organization. The 1-0 on its way. Fastball called a strike on the outer edge at 95. Schobel, a 23-year-old infielder. The 68th overall selection by Minnesota back in 2022. 1-1 on its way. Slider broke into the zone, caught the inside edge, and Hales one strike away from getting out of the frame. 1-2 advantage on Schobel. One, two on its way, and it glides outside. And we're even at two balls and two strikes. Schobel, a former Virginia Tech Hokie. 2-2. Tagged in the air on the infield. Max Acosta, the shortstop, goes from the outfield grass back onto the infield dirt. He's there to make the grab. So the leadoff single allowed by Skylar Hales to Ben Ross doesn't amount to anything. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one left aboard the base paths. Bottom of the eighth coming up next. Still tied at two. Rough Riders to the plate next here on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
The right-hander Taylor Floyd on to face Hardy as he chops one on the right side. One pitch, one out, as Theo Hardy grounds out to the first baseman, Sabato. Top of the order for the Rough Riders with one away and Alejandro Osuna. I've yet to spot Tanner Schobel, who came on for the designated hitter. Likely not playing defense as he came on for the DH. Alejandro Osuna set to face Taylor Floyd, and the offering home taken just outside. Floyd has posted a 4-4 record with a 4.03 ERA across 40 games. Native of Carrollton, Texas. It's a flare off to the left side, and Osuna fouls it off. Formerly with the Milwaukee Brewers, his 10th round selection in 2019 out of Texas Tech. Righty kicks and fires, the 1-1, tapped up the first base line, a foul ball. MILB lists him from Carrollton. He attended Centennial High School here in Frisco, though. Open stance, a 1-2 count to Osuna. The pitch on its way, wave, and he just caught a piece of it. Awkward and defensive type of swing. Floyd pitching here in his hometown. The Rough Riders trying to break this 2-2 tie. Floyd got Theo Hardy to ground out on just one pitch. And he's ahead now of Alejandro Osuna, who's 1-for-3 tonight. A ball and two strikes. Offering home, and there's a swing and a miss. It squirts away from Isola, but he collects and fires on to first. And Floyd has himself a strikeout. Floyd, the fourth arm used tonight by the Wind Search. Paredes added a scoreless inning after Cody Lawyerson and C.J. Culpepper. He did allow one walk, but struck out two. Didn't allow any hits. Rough Riders, just three hits tonight, with a big one coming from Max Acosta. With that two-run homer back in the bottom of the third. Initial offering to Acosta, dips beneath the zone. It's two runs on six hits and an error for Wichita. Two runs on three hits and an error for Frisco. Right-hander set, the 1-0 on its way, and Acosta shoots it down the line in right field. Rosario on the run, not going to get there. Acosta rounds first. Rosario had trouble picking it up, and now Acosta's stretching it to third. He's going to glide in, standing up, and the Rough Riders have the go-ahead run. 90 feet away, Max Acosta doing it all tonight. A two-run homer, and now a one-out triple. Checked out a two-out triple for Acosta. Josh Hatcher, who has been held hitless tonight, has been the hottest hitter for Frisco's. We'll get a mound visit here. Acosta hit that at 95, just outside the reach of Rosario, and over in the corner he had trouble picking it up. As he reached for it, it rolled away from him. And Max Acosta in there with a triple. His third triple of the year. Wind surge infield converges on the hill. Well, the Rough Riders hadn't had a hit since a leadoff single by Abimelech Ortiz in the fourth inning. They've only sent four batters to the plate in one inning. It was in the seventh where they left one stranded at third base, trying to avoid that here. Josh Hatcher at the plate. Max Acosta 90 feet away. The pitch, wave and a miss. Big swing on an elevated pitch. Hatcher is 0 for 2 tonight. He's been hit by a pitch and struck out twice. But coming off a very solid week, offering home and a breaking ball stays outside, even at a ball and a strike. Hatcher led the Rough Riders hitting .455 last week. He homered, had three doubles, and overall went 10 for 22. The 1-1 inside, and Hatcher had to get out of the way of it. 2-1 advantage for the Riders' DH. That was a span that included a 7 for 7 streak for Josh Hatcher. He had five hits on Saturday, and then picked up hits in his first two trips to the dish on Sunday. 2-1. Fly ball, left field, playable for Fedko, and he's camped under it and there to make the grab. So for back-to-back innings, the Rough Riders leave the go-ahead run stranded at third base. It's no runs on one hit. It was a triple by Max Acosta. No errors, and one stranded at the bottom of the eighth. We go to the top of the ninth where Zach Bigley takes over on the mic here in a tie 2-2 ball game on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's a whole new type of ball game on September 6th at Riders Field for Dia de los Quesos, when the Rough Riders will transform into their alternate identity, Quesos de Frisco. As part of MLB's Copa de la Diversión program, the Riders will play as Quesos de Frisco for a third and final time on September 6th, presented by Baylor Scott and White Health. First pitch at 7:05, come on early for music, dancing, and more. See you on September 6th against the Wichita Wind Surge for Dia de los Quesos in Frisco. Get your tickets at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the ninth inning, Ricky DeVito is out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. He takes over for Skylar Hales, who threw two shutout innings. He faces the middle third of the order. Alex Isola in the cleanup spot. First pitch is a bouncer right back to the mound. DeVito comes up bare hands, whips it onto first off balance, and gets him one away. Nifty play by the Rough Riders pitcher. He had to get off the mound quickly.
And that ball just kind of died right back to him. He barehanded it, then almost falling away from first base, able to get it. So one out here in the top of the ninth. Ailes went two innings, allowing just one base runner on a hit. Aaron Sabato fouls off the first pitch, 0-1. Sabato 1-for-3 today. Tied at 2 here in the ninth. One outside, one ball and one strike. All four runs combined in this game came back in the third. RBI infield single by Rosario for Wichita, and then a run coming in on a double play. Made it 2-0, 1-1, swing and a miss. Good changeup at the bottom of the zone. 1-2, and then a two-run Max Acosta homer in the third. Tied the game at 2, and that's where we are. DeVito the 1-2, breaking ball up and in, 2-2. The biggest problem for Ricky DeVito this year has been allowing the first man he faces to reach. But he retired Isola, so now a clean slate behind him. 2-2 pitch to Sabato. There's a fly ball hammered into left center field, but hanging up for Osuna. He's under it, makes the grab. Two outs. Kyler Fetko bats now. Fetko 1-for-3. The Rough Riders in the bottom of the ninth inning will send 4, 5, and 6 up. First pitch to Fetko. Swing and a miss. High fastball at 98. It's 0-1. There's nobody loosening out of the bullpen for Wichita, so it will be Taylor Floyd. As DeVito has his sign, he whips in the 0-1. Swinging a ground ball right back up the box. A diving attempt by Hardy. It's out of the reach of the second baseman into center. A base hit for Kyler Fetko on a ball that was hit 103 miles an hour off the bat. His second single today. Two out base runner. And here's Dalton Sheffield. Sheffield, who had a walk-off single back on August 17th at home, has reached twice today, but not officially. Stretch in the pitch. Popped up on the right side, foul territory. Ortiz giving it a look towards the dugout, and it's out of play. 0-1. Sheffield has reached on an error and a fielder's choice. So officially 0-for-3. Two-two ball game, top of the ninth. Two outs, runner on. DeVito pitches in. And it's outside. One ball and one strike. This is game one of this six-game series. We'll have an off day tomorrow. Playing here on Labor Day after fireworks presented by USAA after the game. 1-1 pitch. There's a fly ball lifted to right field, pushing the Aces back on a run. He's under it, and he puts it away. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Riders looking to walk it off to start this series. Tied at 2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Covered Wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Mm-hmm.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Here we go. Bottom of the ninth inning, tied at two. Cody Freeman leading it off. 4-5 and six for the Riders trying to win it. Taylor Floyd, who went to high school here at Frisco Centennial, pitches home. There's a line drive in a left field, down for a hit. Freeman, quick out of the box, he stops at first. First pitch single for Cody Freeman to lead off the bottom of the ninth inning. And Abimelech Ortiz takes his turn. We're tied at two. Floyd ready from the stretch. He fires. Ortiz takes inside. One ball and no strikes. Rough Riders this year have 5 walk-off wins. They have 2 walk-off homers from Josh Hatcher and Luis Mieses. Here's the 1-0. Ortiz hammers it into right field. Base hit. Freeman up to second. He gets the wave towards third, and he stops right there. Runners at the corners on back-to-back singles for the Riders here in the ninth. And here's Aaron Zavala. Zavala is 0 for 2 with a walk tonight, but riding an 11-game hitting streak coming into tonight. A walk-off single here would make it a 12-game hitting streak and a series opening win here on Labor Day. Freeman, the only man that matters, and time is called, and they intentionally walk Aaron Zavala to pitch to Cooper Johnson. So barring extra innings, the hitting streak is over. They want the righty-righty matchup. The intentional walk loads the bases, and the infield comes in. Cooper Johnson had a walk-off double in the final game before the All-Star break for the Riders against Northwest Arkansas. He's 0 for 3 tonight. Bases loaded, nobody out. The pitch. Swing and a miss, and a slider off the outside corner. It's 0-1. Johnson takes a deep breath and steps out. He has grounded out, popped out, and struck out. Infield and outfield shallow. And Johnson calls time and steps out. Stephen Rios Jr., our home plate umpire, said Floyd has to be attentive to Johnson. He was not. Right-hander readies. 0-1. Low and away. 1-1. And here come the Coops. Pull side shift in the outfield with Sheffield in center, shading slightly into left center. 1-1 offering. A swing and a ground ball up the middle. The shortstop, Ross, has got it. Comes home. No throw to first. Freeman out at home. One away. Ortiz to third. Zavala at second. Johnson at first. And here's Luis Mieses. Mieses hit a walk-off home run 2 weeks ago against Springfield. Mieses standing in from the left side. Nowhere to put him with the infield still in. The pitch. A swing and a pop-up, back and out of play. It's 0-1. Miesi's 0-3 tonight. A strikeout, a line out, and a ground out. Base is loaded, one down. 0-1. Outside, it's one ball and one strike. 6,102 here at Riders Field, waiting fireworks and hoping for a walk-off. Riders had bases loaded and nobody out. It's now bases loaded and one out. 1-1. Swinging a broken back ground ball to first. Sabato's got it. Comes home. Throw to first. Double play. Are you kidding? Wow. Bases loaded. Nobody out. And the Riders fail to score in the bottom of the ninth inning. We go to the top of the 10th. Extra baseball on a Monday night in Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the Rough Riders in the bottom of the ninth inning had the bases loaded and nobody out and could not score. So we go to the top of the 10th. It's a 2-2 ball game. Ricky DeVito back onto the hill. Dalton Sheffield begins at second base. Jarrell Ortega, Ben Ross, and Kalai Rosario, 8-9 and 1 due up for Wichita. 1-for-3 day for Ortega so far tonight. Tied at 2. All four runs combined scored in the third. Ortega has singled and struck out twice. Sheffield has good speed at second. Here's the stretch from DeVito, and the first pitch on the way as he shows bunt. And the offering is inside. One ball and no strikes. Trying to set things up with a runner at third with a sacrifice bunt. Here's the stretch from DeVito. 1-0. A bunt laid down, back to the hill. DeVito bobbles, picks it up, throws onto first, not in time. Oh, brother. DeVito was thinking about going to third on that ball right back to him and just bobbled and then dropped it and went between his legs. He tried to barehand it off the ground and couldn't get it over to first in time. And there are runners at first and third now on the sacrifice E1. Ben Ross now. Here's the stretch and the offering in. Swing and a miss on the fastball. It's 0-1. That's only the sixth sacrifice all season for Wichita. And we're in game number 127 this season. The third fewest in the Texas League. 0-1. That's down and in. It's one ball and one strike. So Wichita setting themselves up here in the 10th inning with runners on the corners and nobody out. Infield plays back for the Riders. They'll be willing to give up a run. 1-1 pitch.
Swinging a bounding ball hit to third. Freeman charges, comes home. The tag in time. Sheffield gunned down at the plate by Freeman. Perfect tag by the catcher, Cooper Johnson. A ground ball to Freeman with his momentum taking him home. Actually, the easier play there than to go to first. And Sheffield had no chance to try and get around that tag. So fielder's choice that goes 5-2. Runners at first and second now. One down. And Kalai'i Rosario bats from the right side. Here's the stretch. And DeVito pitches. Swinging a bouncing ball. Foul down the third baseline. Freeman's got it in foul territory. And flips it into the stands. It's 0-1. Well, this is three consecutive at-bats that between the Rough Riders and the Wind Surge, they've had a runner at third and less than two outs and have not been able to push him across. Two fielder's choices and a double play. Here's the stretch, 0-1. Breaking ball bends into the top of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-2. A situational hitting lacking just a little bit here in the ninth and the tenth innings. And time call. The Wind Surge 2-for-7 with runners in scoring position tonight. The Rough Riders 0-for-6. In the seventh, eighth, and ninth, they brought the go-ahead run to the third base and could not score. 0-2. Got him swinging. Slider low and away. DeVito struck him out. Two outs in the 10th inning. Runners at first and second. And here's Jake Rucker. Tied at 2 still. Rucker 0-for-4 tonight. Infield plays back into pole. Open stance for Rucker. DeVito kicks home. Hits it on the outside corner with a changeup. It's 0-1. Tanner Schobel, the pinch hitter, is on deck. DeVito hoping not to get there in the 10th inning. 0-1. That's low and outside, and it's one ball and one strike. And not to get too far ahead of ourselves here, but if we do go to this bottom of the 10th inning, still tied at 2, Luis Mieses will start at second base. Theo Hardy will be due up in a clear bunt situation in the ninth spot and then to the top of the order. 1-1 offering. Down in the dirt. Johnson blocks. Great block on the outside corner to save. Both runners moving up. Two balls and one strike. If he wants to, Carlos Cardoza has a little bit more speed on the bench with Daniel Mateo. He could pinch run for Mieses at second with the winning run. 2-1 offering. Inside on Rucker, 3-1. We do have a base open, but a very dangerous hitter on deck. Top of the 10th inning, tied at 2. DeVito readies, chest high set. He pitches, up and away, ball 4, bases loaded. So here's Tanner Schobel, bases loaded, 2 down. Still tied at 2. Right-handed batter, first pitch, up and away, one ball and no strikes. He's missed with 5 in a row after the first pitch strike to Rucker. DeVito readies in the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 97, 0-2. Nowhere to put Schobel with 2 down. DeVito has his sign, he readies.
And the right-hander comes home with the 1-1. Popped up, foul out of play, and it's 1-2. He's one strike away from sending the Riders to the bottom of the 10th inning. Ortega leads from third, Ross from second, Rucker from first. And the 1-2, it's fouled off Johnson back behind the plate. Still 1-2. What has been a really well-pitched ball game by both these teams tonight. That walk by DeVito, the first walk issued by Rough Riders pitching tonight. 1-2. Swinging a high fly ball hit foul down the left field line. My goodness, was that scary. 99-mile-an-hour fastball on the inner edge, and he turned on it and hit it foul. And way gone, but foul. One and two still. Infield and outfield straight away. Infield slightly more to pull. 1-2. Check swing and a miss. He struck him out. Johnson collects in the dirt, tosses down to first in time, and we go to the bottom of the 10th. Rough Riders and Wind Surge tied at 2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the bottom of the 10th inning. Luis Mieses begins at second base. And Theo Hardy in his Double-A debut leading things off. You have to imagine that Hardy is going to bunt here with a tie game at 2-2. Mieses the winning run. Top of the order, and Alejandro Osuna on deck. I think the whole world knows that Hardy is going to square around here. The only question is if he does. The Riders only have 10 sacrifice bunts all season. Corners pinch in. And the first offering, he swings and hits a fly ball into left field straight away. Fedko is under it. And he makes the catch. He didn't bunt. And there's one away. So instead of a possible runner at third and one out, there's a runner at second and one out for Alejandro Osuna. Osuna 1-for-4, the pitch. He pokes at it and fouls it back. It's 0-1. Pitch that was off the outside corner on the changeup from Floyd, who's in his third inning out of the bullpen. Max Acosta on deck for the Riders. Osuna a chance to win it right here with a base hit. 0-1. Breaking ball for a strike. It's 0-2. Outfield plays to the opposite field and a little bit more shallow than they might usually. want a chance to throw out Meaces at the plate. Meaces does not run particularly well. 0-2 pitch to Osuna. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Went with a changeup below the zone, and there are two down. Second strikeout for Floyd, and the Riders are down to their final out at the bottom of the 10th inning, still tied at two. With Meaces at second base and Max Acosta back. Acosta's been the big hitter tonight. 2-for-4 with a homer and a triple. First pitch. Breaking ball, strike, outside corner, 0-1. Over his last seven games now, he's 10-for-22. Chance to win it. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1. Breaking ball, high fly ball into deep left center field. Sheffield back on the run. He's there to make the catch. And we go to the 11th. Tied at 2. Luke Maley on the mic when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the 11th inning, still locked at two alongside Zach Bigley, Luke Maley with you here on the Riders Baseball Network. There's a new arm on the hill. Ricky DeVito is done. He gives way to the left-hander, Larson Kindrick. Kindrick, a 25-year-old, 6'4", left-hander. A recent addition for the Rough Riders. He's pitched in seven games for Frisco. He's 0-1 with a 3.86 ERA across seven innings of work. He's tasked with trying to keep the win surge off the board. Here in the 11th, it's Alex Isola leading things off. The 4-6 batters, Isola, Sabato, and Fentko, the 3-2 up. Left-hander set at the chest. He lifts, and the initial offering just misses outside. Missed with a fastball. Tanner Schobel, the runner at second base. 1-0 to Isola. Kindrick lifts and he fires inside and nearly hit him. Two balls and no strikes. Kindrick allowed two in his last outing on the road at Northwest Arkansas. Prior to that, it was three consecutive scoreless appearances. 2-0. Glides high and away. Three balls and no strikes to Alex Isola, who has been held hitless tonight, 0-for-4. Pair of ground outs, a strikeout, and a pop out. Aaron Sabato standing on deck. Offering home, and that one misses outside. Four consecutive balls from Kindrick. And Isola works a walk. It's first and second with nobody out. And in steps Aaron Sabato. It was 1-for-4 tonight. He singled back in the fourth inning. Represents the last or second to last hit, rather. Ben Ross singled in the eighth. Seven total hits for Wichita tonight. Initial offering from Kendrick. Catches the inner edge to the right-handed hitting first baseman. Nothing in one. Sabato, a 212 hitter. He does have some power. 10 home runs here this year. Lefty kicks and fires. Now on a chopper left side, and Freeman gloves it in foul ground. Kendrick in the driver's seat at nothing in two. First and second, nobody out here in the top of the 11th inning. All the scoring in this game came back in the third. 1-1 to Sabato. Down in the dirt, blocked by Johnson, and that keeps both the runners at their respective bases. It's Schoble at second, and Isola, who worked a walk, over at first base. Ball in two strikes now. Kendrick peers in. Johnson gives him the sign. Rough Riders playing the righty to pull on the infield. Long pause, and the lefty kicks and fires. There's a ground ball out to shortstop. Acosta has it on to second for one. Hardy's throw in time. 6-4-3 goes the double play. And Larson Kendrick has himself a pair of outs. But the go-ahead run, and Tanner Schoble moves over to third base. Two gone. And in steps Kyler Fenko, the hottest hitter for the wind surge over the last week. Led the team in average in a short period. Three games, hit .375. He has two hits tonight. The first pitch. Skied on the right side and works its way into foul ground. 0-1 on the right-handed hitting left fielder. Fenko is 2-for-4 tonight, both singles. Locked at two, with Schoble standing 90 feet away. The 0-1 from Kendrick. Down in the dirt, blocked by Johnson. Good play from the Rough Riders catcher, preserving the 2-2 tie. Cody Freeman, the third baseman, hugging that third base line. The second baseman, Hardy, shadowed up the middle with the righty Fenko in the box. 1-1 on its way. Swing and a miss. Elevated a fastball and got him to chase. Couple of baseballs above the zone. Fenko saw it, had his eyes light up, and he waved and missed. Kendrick a strike away from a scoreless top of the 11th. Go-ahead run, standing at third base, and Tanner Schoble, the lefty set, 1-2, runs upstairs, two balls and two strikes. Kendrick has thrown 12 pitches, eight of them balls, but he has a pair of outs, just a strike away, the 2-2. Hit a squibber to the right side. Ortiz flips over to first. Kendrick to the bag. In time, got him. He was slow getting off the mound, but Ortiz delivered an underhand strike right on time, and the Riders are coming to the plate in the bottom of the 11th with a chance to walk it off. Still tied at two here on the Riders Baseball Network.
High atop left field, the patio offers a seclusion for your next special event while still being fixed in prime home run territory.
Capers sends a drive, high and deep to left, and gone!
Taking the best baseball experience in North Texas with the patio. Check for availability at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd
for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for three games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Taylor Floyd did his job. He goes three scoreless innings, allowing three hits and a walk with two strikeouts. Well, the Riders have a chance here in the bottom of the 11th. Still even at two. All four runs came in that third inning. And it's Josh Hatcher. A chance to play the hero. Ricardo Velez on the hill. Josh Hatcher in from the left side. Max Acosta, the runner at second base for the Riders. We'll see if they let Hatcher swing away or if they try to lay down a bunt. They elected to let Hardy swing away in the bottom of the 10th. Velez comes set. He offers, and Hatcher rockets one down the right field line, but foul. He gave it a ride, 103 off the bat, but a tad out in front of it. Hatcher has played the hero already this year. And a walk-off, three-run opposite field home run early in the season, trying to do the same here tonight. Mound visit, the third baseman, Ortega. Top of the mound with Isola and Velez.
I don't think when they were talking before the inning that the idea was to throw a first pitch changeup right down the middle to Josh Hatcher. So they go out and talk some more.
It's a very, very aggressive hitter at the plate. Hatcher has a walk-off this year. Acosta at second, nobody out. Bottom 11 tied at two. Velez, Sadie offers, and Hatcher takes a called strike at the top of the zone. Velez, a right-hander. 26 years old from Puerto Rico. A 4.02 ERA this year, and he steps off the back of the rubber. Nothing into the count on Josh Hatcher. Velez shakes. And finally on the same page with his catcher, Isola. He comes set at the belt. 0-2 to Hatcher. Swing and a foul ball. Right side just trickled back to the backstop. The 15th outing at the AA level for Ricardo Velez. He has the Riders DH behind, nothing in two. 0-2 on its way. Hatcher waves and misses, and he's down on strikes. Pitch over the heart of the plate, but Hatcher could make contact, and there's one gone for Cody Freeman. Freeman is 1-for-4 tonight. He singled in his last at-bat. That was in the bottom of the ninth. It was chopped down at the plate on a ball that went 6-2. Acosta still there at second base, representing the winning run. First pitch to Freeman. Lines outside. Ball one. Velez has pounded the strike zone. He's set. 1-0 to Freeman. Here's a called strike at the bottom of the zone. Went to the off speed. Even at 1-1 on Cody Freeman. A Abimelech Ortiz standing on deck. Both guys that possess a ton of power. 1-1 on its way. Freeman waves and misses out in front of a breaking ball on the outer edge. And he'll have to protect a ball and two strikes.
Well, the good news is you do have a lot of speed at second base with Acosta here.
Base hit likely wins it. 1-2 to Freeman. And on the hands, a flare out to right field. Rosario charging in. It's going to bounce in front of him. Acosta to the plate. The throw. Not in time. Cody Freeman, the hero. And the Riders walk it off in the bottom of the 11th. The Riders take the series opener 3-2. And they're pouring it on Cody Freeman in left field. What a game. Four runs in the third inning. That was all she wrote. The Riders win it on a walk-off RBI single to right off the bat of Cody Freeman in the 11th.
Well, you don't have to hit it hard. That one in on his hands, just looped it into shallow right field. Rosario probably could have caught that ball. He waited for it to bounce and tried to make the throw home. And it was just a little bit late, and the Riders celebrate into the off day tomorrow. Wow, what a last 48 hours for Frisco.
It has been an eventful one. Cody Freeman, the hero, and the Riders walk it off in the bottom of the 11th. 3-2, the final score. We'll recap it when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back high atop Riders Field, Luke Mealy with you here on the post-game. The Rough Riders win it in extras. Cody Freeman, the hero in the bottom of the 11th. He picks up his second hit of the night, and it proves to be the winner. Max Acosta scoring a walk-off run. What a night it was for Acosta. He homered, tripled, and scored the game winner. See Free, the hero tonight. The Rough Riders take the series opener. 3-2 the final. They do it in 11 innings. It's three runs on seven hits and two errors for Frisco. They left seven aboard the base paths. The win surge, two runs on seven hits, one error, and they left eight aboard. Boy, what a pitching performance it was on both sides late in that game. All four runs prior to that bottom of the 11th came in the third inning. Ben Anderson was really strong, going six innings, allowing just two unearned runs on five hits, no walks, and five strikeouts. Skylar Hales, Ricky DeVito, and Larson Kindrine held it down and allowed the Rough Riders offense to pick it up in the bottom of the 11th. Larson Kindrine picks up win number one of his Double-A career, improving to 1-1, and Ricardo Velez suffers the loss on the walk-off by Cody Freeman. He drops to 1-3. There is no save, and the Rough Riders win it 3-2. Let's dive into some of the offensive performances. The Riders picked up 7 hits, with 6 of them coming from 3 players. Max Acosta was the star of the night. He went 2-for-5 with 2 RBI, scored 2 runs, including the game winner. He homered and tripled. Cody Freeman walked it off with the RBI single. He went 2-for-5. Abimelech Ortiz also picked up a multi-hit night. And the lone other hit for the Riders offense came from Alejandro Osuna, who went 1-for-5. Acosta collected all the extra base hits for Frisco with a triple and a homer. And the Rough Riders desperately needed that win. They are coming off back-to-back series wins, but headed into the off day, would have been a tough pill to swallow. And if you look late in the game, the Rough Riders just couldn't pull through. They had the winning run, or the go-ahead run at the time, at third base, and Aaron Zavala in the bottom of the 7th, unable to get him home. Then in the 8th, Max Acosta delivered a 2-out triple. He was stranded at third. They had the bases loaded in the bottom of the 9th, but were unable to score. And then in the 10th, they were held scoreless, but Cody Freeman walks it off for the Rough Riders tonight. What a game it was, and if that wasn't enough fireworks for you, there's fireworks to follow tonight's game presented by USAA. So if you're here in the ballpark, make sure to stick around and watch the fireworks from the outfield grass. But Cody Freeman, the hero tonight, the Riders take it 3-2 in 11 innings. Again, it is Larson Kindrick who picks up his first win for the Rough Riders this year. He is 1-1, and Ricardo Velez suffers the loss. Cody Freeman, the hero tonight, a walk-off RBI single in the bottom of the 11th. We turn the page, the Rough Riders off tomorrow, but they're back in action here in this 6-game set against the Wichita Wind Surge beginning on Wednesday. We'll talk about that game and the rest of the week and all the fun that the Riders have to offer here in Frisco, Texas, when we come back on the Riders postgame show.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up Party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Freeman plays hero tonight for the Riders. They win it 3-2 in extra innings. They take a 1-0 advantage in the series over the Minnesota Twins-affiliated Wichita Wind Surge. The Rough Riders improve to 33-25 in the second half, 77-50 overall. The Wind Surge, a tough loss tonight, dropping to 23-35 in the second half, and 54-73 overall. Fireworks coming up, but Cody Freeman started him early in the bottom of the 11th with that walk-off single to right, bringing in Max Acosta to secure the win. The Rough Riders off tomorrow, enjoying their off day, and then they're back in action at 7:05 on Wednesday. It's Winston Santos getting the ball for Frisco. He is 3-3 with a 5.75 ERA. He'll oppose the left-hander Jalen Howland, who is 5-6 with a 4.90 ERA. That coming on Wednesday at 7:05. All sorts of fun here at Riders Field over the course of this week. Mentioned it, fireworks tonight brought to you by USAA on Military Appreciation Night, also presented by USAA. It's a happy Labor Day for everyone, but especially the Rough Riders as they go home winners, and we'll enjoy the update tomorrow. On Wednesday at 7:05 p.m. first pitch for Back to School Night, presented by CoServe. You can grab yourselves a kids' water bottle giveaway at the gates on your way through here at Riders Field. That brought to you by CoServe as well. on Thursday at 7.05 p.m. first pitch. It's Dallas Stars Night with all sorts of Stars themes, and the Rough Riders will wear a Stars-themed uniform on Thursday. It's also Thirsty Thursday and Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River, as it is every Thursday here at Riders Field, where you can enjoy half-price Coors Light, Shiner Light Blonde, and Truly through the seventh inning around the Seating Bowl. And then if you're 21 and up, you can grab $25 Lazy River tickets that include some $2 drink specials throughout the evening. Then on Friday, it's Dia de los Quesos, where the Rough Riders will take the field one final time playing as the Quesos de Frisco. The Quesos brought to you by Baylor Scott & White Health. All sorts of cool things going on, including a cooling towel giveaway presented by Peak Roofing and Construction. It's also a Friday, meaning Fireworks Friday, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. On Saturday, it's Dallas Mavs Night at 7.05 p.m. first pitch. For the first time ever, the Rough Riders are joining the Mavs, and we'll have Dallas Mavericks themes all night long. It's also a Saturday, which means Kids Run the Bases postgame presented by our friends at Raising Cane's. And then you can round out the Rough Riders' home slate in the regular season before they hit the road to finish out the regular season at Amarillo with Fan Appreciation Day. Your Riders will end that home slate of the regular season on September 8th, this coming Sunday. And we want to celebrate you, the fan, where you can enjoy fun giveaways throughout the game. It's also a Kids Sunday Fun Day brought to you by Raising Cane's. So make sure to arrive early for a 30-minute pregame catch in the outfield beginning at 5 o'clock when the gates open to the public. That obviously weather permitting. And then postgame fireworks presented by Globe Life and powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Again, that's Sunday, the final regular season home game for the Rough Riders. But they are postseason bound. The Rough Riders own the best record in all of AA in the first half of the year, winning the Texas League South and punching their ticket to the 2024 postseason. And you do not want to miss it. The Riders will host at least one game on Thursday, September 19th, and an if-necessary game on Friday, September 20th. So if the Rough Riders do advance, they'll host the initial game of the championship series on Sunday, September 22nd here, and then they will hit the road to wherever that may be, hoping to clinch the Texas League title in 2024. Make sure to get your postseason tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. What a night it was. Cody Freeman, the hero tonight for the Rough Riders. They head into the off day tomorrow. Winners, they're back in action on Wednesday. But on behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for spending your Monday evening with us. And enjoy the rest of your Labor Day for whatever you have left of it. At 9 o'clock here from Riders Field. Larson Kindrick earns the win. Ricardo Velez suffers the loss. Cody Freeman, the hero. The Riders win the opener 3-2. They're back at it at 7.05. We hope to catch you here on Wednesday for that 7.05 p.m. first pitch. But if not, you can catch us here on the Riders Baseball Network with pregame coverage beginning at 6.50.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!